Hello, everyone, and thank you for tuning in to Leading with Class with Dr. L.D. Hughes. I'm so excited to have you guys listening today. This is my first episode, my first podcast, and I know it will be a blessing to someone out there. So because this is my first one, this will be considered an introduction, but every podcast after this one will include an interview with professionals all across the country. So today I want to talk a little bit about how sometimes things don't always go the way that we anticipate them to go. Like some of you, I've had a situation where things were going so well, it was almost too good to be true. I had a good job, I was making good money, and my family was acting right, and my boss was treating me right, and I was getting good vibes from people. The energy was up, I was feeling pretty good about myself, and then all of a sudden something happened. I was about 23 years old, and I applied for a position, even though I didn't meet the minimum requirements. Can you believe that? I applied for a job when I didn't even meet the requirements for the position. But I knew I was perfect for this job. I knew I was perfect because I had been a nurse for a couple of years. And I was feeling pretty good about my role as a nurse. And then I had been a nursing assistant the entire time I was in nursing school. And I remember thinking, if I could work as hard as a nursing assistant does, I know I could do almost anything. The new position was going to give me an opportunity to travel across 7 different facilities. And while I was traveling, I would be responsible for preparing these facilities for their inspections and getting them ready for orientation and employee training. And I was going to help these organizations provide better care for their patients. And I thought, oh, this is perfect for me. So a couple of months went by and I never heard anything. And I thought, well, apparently didn't get that job. Well, about 4.5 months went by and I finally got a phone call and I got an interview. And nevertheless, I got the position. I was so excited. I mean, I loved this job. It went very well. I was in the position for about 2 years and I was then called into the office and was offered another position. This position was going to be a director position. It included a promotion that also included a salary increase. But I know you're not going to believe this. I declined the position. Even today when I think about it, I think, well, something wrong with me. Why was I declining that position? But I loved the job I was in so much, I didn't even recognize that this was going to be a better opportunity. I remember clearly having the conversation about the position with the person who was offering it to me. And she was laying it on thick, but I still declined it. You see, I really wanted to have flexibility in my life at the time. And that job was going to have me tied down to one place without any flexibility. You wouldn't believe what happened 2 days later. 2 days later, I received a phone call from the vice president of the organization. I was so nervous. I remember thinking, what did I do? Why would the vice president be calling little old me? So when I got on the phone, he says to me, it's my understanding that you were offered a promotion a couple of days ago. And I said, yes, and I'm so thankful, but I'm not interested right now. I think right now I prefer the current position I'm in. And I remember him clearly saying to me, well, when Monday morning comes, you are to report to that facility as the director. And I thought, did he just tell me I had to go to a job that I didn't want? And I remember saying, excuse me? And he repeated it. He said, you are to report Monday morning as the director. And I remember thinking, can someone really do that? I was devastated. I remember I was so upset. I ended my day early that day. I got in the car And I started crying. And I thought, can someone make you take a job? The tears started running down my face. I called my mother, and I remember saying to her, can someone do that? She said, really, LaTanya? Are you kidding me? These people are trying to help you. But of course, I couldn't see that. She said, they apparently see something that you don't see. And I thought, yeah, I'm happy. And they want me to be miserable taking this job, this leadership role. So what did I do? I called in sick the next day. I really did. I thought, oh my gosh. And I remember being so upset I was making myself sick. So Monday morning came and I reported to the facility as I had been instructed. And the welcome was incredible. I was so thankful. And I thought, maybe I could do this. The people were so nice. So today, as I'm making this podcast, I thought, I clearly remember why I didn't want to leave that position that I love so much. First of all, I felt like I was really serving in that position. I felt like I was making a difference in that position. Just like when I was serving as a nursing assistant. I knew when I worked as a nursing assistant on that floor, when I left there, I felt like I had done some good. See, serving was allowing me to put other people first. Serving was allowing other people to benefit from the way that I did things or from the service that I provided. One thing I've learned as a leader is when you're confident and you're willing, you recognize it's not about how people treat you. It's really about how people treat those who are doing the serving. So this week, I challenge you to think about who's serving in your organization. Reward them for being on the front line and taking the heat. And most of the time, they're taking the heat for us. So we should recognize early that it's not about us. It's really not about the leader. It's about the server. Until next time, my friends, keep trying to lead with class.